Welcome to the Dan Decker Books Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Decker. This podcast is dedicated to providing my books in full, unabridged audio format. Look for new episodes every Tuesday. Now, on with the show. Black Brick by Dan Decker.
Welcome back to the Dan Decker Books Podcast. We are continuing this week to read Black Brick. Last week, we read Cursing. I had to suppress the same instinct as Tom to rush up there. There wasn't much that we could have accomplished. We were too far away. The gunshots had stopped, but there was still yelling. I thought one of the voices belonged to Shannon, but I could not tell for certain. When I recognized Martinez, I gripped the phone tighter. I could make out other muffled voices, but that was the extent of it. At one point, I could have sworn that I'd heard Lisa say that Martinez had taken long enough. I gripped my phone tight, wondering if I had misheard. Her voice had been calm and collected. Hadn't she been screaming moments before? Had it been an act to distract Shannon so Martinez had the opportunity to take her out? There was a pause in the conversation, and I wondered if somebody had noticed Shannon's phone lying on the ground. There were scraping sounds as it was picked up, and heavy breathing came through the phone. Closing my eyes, I focused, trying to make out every last whisper that I could. An image of Shannon lying in her blood came to mind. Taking a deep breath, I pushed away the thought and refrained from speaking. "Follow us, and she dies," Payne said. The line went dead. And now, we'll continue reading this week in Chapter 17. The flashing strobe lights and pulsing music were enough to deaden my senses. The club was teeming with people, and the air was hot and smelled of body odor, perfume, and sweat. I scanned the crowd looking for my target and hoped that I had not missed him. "Want to buy me a drink?" asked a voice from beside me. It was a surprise that I was able to hear her shouting over the beat of the music. I wondered how long it would take my hearing to return to normal after I left as I focused on the woman who had spoken. A flash of light revealed her face, and somewhere in the back of my mind I realized that she was pretty, but I did not let the realization surface as I smiled my best smile and looked over her shoulder. Where was my target? Shannon had been missing for a week. I had not been able to sleep and was more tired than I had ever been. I was afraid of making a mistake that could cost Shannon her life. The last thing I needed right now was somebody making it even harder to concentrate. "A drink?" the woman repeated as she moved in closer and dragged her hand down my chest. The bruise from where I had been shot was gone, but I still felt a small tingle of pain when she touched it. Maybe it was just my imagination. "Sure," I said. "Whatever." The response had been automatic before I could stop it. The light flashed on her face again, and I realized I knew her. The name came to me slowly. The last week had been long and painful. Everything had become a blur. It was Chris, the girl who always stared at me during class and had stalked me in the library. "Forget the drink," Chris suggested. "Let's get out of here." "Where to?" I asked. It just popped out because I had spotted my target. Cole Gurley. He was a tall man and stood a head above the other people in the crowd. For all his height, he was still thin. Despite his lanky appearance, rumor had it that he could be vicious. Chris grabbed my hand. "Anywhere, just not here." I barely heard her as I watched Gurley move towards a doorway on the far side of the room. I didn't have time for Chris, and I pushed her hand away with a smile. "Maybe another time," I said. "I gotta run." I moved towards my target before she could answer. The flashes of light and thunderous reverberations of the music fell into the background as I approached Gurley. My arm was grabbed from behind. My first instinct was to throw off the hand as if I was being attacked. But when I looked over my shoulder, I saw that it was Chris. Given what I was about to do, I could not afford the attention I would get for pushing a woman. "I'm sorry," she said. "I came on too fast. It's just that..." Her words were drowned out by the throbbing music. Gurley was moving away. Had he recognized me? "It's nothing to do with you," I said. "Really, you seem nice." I pushed past the desperate woman and into the crowd. I would have preferred to use the pistol in my jacket, but leaving a corpse would have defeated the point. I wanted Martinez and Payne to know that I had found their man. It was a risky move chasing after Shannon, but I did not think they would kill her. Martinez had kidnapped her for a reason. I was a step away from Gurley when Chris stepped in front of me. "Men don't usually walk away from me. You have made your point." I did not respond as I moved to her side and grabbed Gurley from behind, slamming him into the floor. His screams were drowned out by the blaring music. I grabbed him by the hair and slammed his head into the ground. "Tell Martinez that I'm coming for him," I said, slipping a bug into his coat while he was trying to focus his eyes on me. I was certain I knew where Gurley would go after this, but in case he did something unexpected, I needed to know what it was. I moved back into the crowd. One or two people had noticed my actions, but most were oblivious. The music and flashing lights had hidden what I had done. I heaved a sigh of relief when I left the club. It had been too stuffy for my taste, and the cold night air felt good. The street lamp outside was covered with multicolored flyers. The old blackening, decomposing gum dotting the sidewalk made me wonder if anybody ever used the garbage can that was located to the side of the light. I tried to keep my pace normal, hoping that if Gurley was going to follow me, I would at least have a chance to get around the corner. I had been forced to handle this evening without a backup, because Cherry and Tom had thought my idea was ridiculous and they had refused to come. "Trying to ditch me," Chris called out as I turned the corner. Not knowing what to do about the crazy woman, I did not turn back and kept walking even though I could hear her footsteps following me. Once she turned the corner as well, I reached into my pocket for my pistol. I stopped. It was doubtful that she was a threat to me, but I did not want to take a chance. It could just be a coincidence that she'd been at the club. Kingstone University was close by. It wasn't too big of a stretch. I released my hold on the pistol and turned around, feeling a little foolish that I had reached for my gun. I was uncertain what I was going to say, and I did not want her getting caught up in the aftermath of what I had just done in there. "You aren't working for the government," she said when I turned around. I laughed. "Government. I'm a student, just like you." Our organization was a big enough secret that Beltran would sometimes say the president did not know about it. I would not expect Chris to be any different. It was starting to look as though my instincts were good. Something was off about her. She had been a little too desperate, and a normal woman wouldn't have followed me from the club, particularly after I had assaulted somebody. I should have thought of that sooner. I thought back to Shannon's warning that Chris was out of my league. The signs had been there, but I had been too dense to put them together. "I know who you are, Jake Ramsey." I was taken aback. It had been a long time since somebody had called me by my full given name. To her, I was supposed to be Sam Cheever. "I know what happened to you as a boy," she said. "The murder of your father and the kidnapping of your mother. What you don't know is that you were kidnapped that day as well." "Kidnapped?" I sputtered. "Both of my parents were dead. What was this nonsense? I don't know how she learned my name, but at the moment I did not care. I would run if I were you. I have an angry man on my tail." I turned away from her. "I've been looking for you for a long time," she called out. "You don't know what you've got yourself into. I am the only one who can help you. Take care of yourself, Chris." I did not look back.
That's it for this week. I hope you have enjoyed the show. Tune in next week for another installment of the Dan Decker Books Podcast. One last thing before you go. Sign up for my newsletter at dandeckerbooks.com and you will receive a free ebook. The text, audio, and music for this show are all copyrighted by Dan Decker. All rights reserved. This podcast is published by Xander Revolutions LC.